your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 Plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistant programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. That's 800-635-6303.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or in a single benefit package. Enrollment in the prescribed plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
If you're looking for that cup of joe this afternoon, you better drive by Starbucks as they are closing more than 8,000 stores between the hours of 1 and 2 o'clock Eastern time today for some anti-bias training. Starbucks Executive Chairman Howard Schultz says this is only the beginning.
Well, first off, I don't know if there's any company in America that's ever taken on something at this level. It's interesting to me for us to be criticized for doing it for 4 hours. It's just the beginning. What we've said to our board, to our shareholders, is that we are deeply committed to making this part of everything we do. We hire 100,000 new people a year. This is going to be part of the onboarding training. We're going to globalize this. I've been through the training myself, as has all the global leaders. And this is something that we're going to stay with, not something that's going to be a marketing or PR. We could have spent marketing dollars a lot different than something like this.
Quick look at your numbers on Wall Street. Currently not looking so hot with the Dow as it is down over 400 points. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
If you're heading on a vacation, have you tried Airbnb? And if so, is it legal in the city where you booked? Well, it all depends on the zoning of the property you are renting, but one city that is fighting illegal rentals is Miami Beach. Miami Beach Mayor Dan Galpert explains why.
Well, they may work in some places, but they don't really work here because at the end of the day, it's not the mom and pops that we're seeing here. We're seeing commercialized, predatory companies that are trying to commercialize our residential communities. It's not about a mom and pop or a grandmother wanting to bring in a college kid to make him chicken soup at night. It's people taking very nice properties, buying them, and turning them into essentially a flop house.
Airbnb's head of global policy, Crystal Haynes, says not so fast.
I've yet to see a program being run by any mayor, any elected official, that in this time of economic inequality is generating $6,100 for a typical middle-class family, all without the expenditure of a single taxpayer dollar.
And what about those illegal listings in Miami Beach?
What seems to me that would be a common sense solution for Miami Beach, happy to do this if they actually really want to sit down and have a constructive conversation, is you could take that 35% of the city that's a residential area, make that an exclusionary zone. Allow the activity to be able to take place in the 65% of the city that's actually explicitly zoned for this type of activity.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is BobBurnsSpeaks.com. And I'm inviting you to listen to my show at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoons on Hunterdon Chamber Radio entitled Awaken to Your Purpose. How many people walk through life awake and knowing why they were incarnated here in this beautiful planet? Not a lot of people do. I was in my late 40s by the time I found out, but now I know. So listen to the show, and maybe that'll promote you to awaken to your purpose. And thank you so much.
Greetings, warriors, veterans, and America-loving citizens from sea to shining sea. Welcome to Front Lines of Freedom on this Memorial Day weekend. Hoo-ah! I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. Thank you for joining us. Joining me at the 50 caliber microphone is co-host Air Force vet Josh Lang. What's going on, Josh?
You know what happens when the Blue Angels are in town and you have a VIP at the U.S. Naval Academy graduation? Nothing! Not when your home airport is within the temporary flight restriction zone. Glad to have everyone in town in Annapolis this week, but it did not allow for much flying. But who cares about me? Congratulations to all our Service Academy graduates. 4 years of hard work has paid off, and you're the newest butter bars on the block. Salute!
Thanks, Josh. Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby looks happy. We'll hear from him as he shares warrant wisdom. And Marine Vet Skip Coriel is here looking like a hunter. You still hunting mushrooms?
Oh, gosh, I am. You know, most people think there are only five species of morel mushrooms. I've discovered a sixth species. It's called the Sasquatch mushroom. It's 6 feet tall. It walks around erect like a human being. And I found one in the woods yesterday. It took me 8 rounds to put it down, but I finally got it. So I got a 200-pound morel mushroom. Do you believe that?
Can I see a picture?
I think I could make a lot of money with that if I had a picture.
You got a point there. I think I'll pass on your answer. Here's what we have for you today. A news and comment by the Colonel. I'm going to suggest that China is really challenging us, and we better respond. George Lutz, the founder of Honor and Remember, is out on an amazing event called the Run for the Fallen. Purpose is to honor and remember our fallen troops. We'll hear from him. Then the topic will be the upcoming Department of Defense Warrior Games. We'll hear more from Carl Rupke. Then we'll conclude our review of Bo Boggiano's book, Fighting Today's Wars. If you don't own this book, you should buy it. And then buy another copy and send it to your congressman. That person needs to read it. And we'll review our movie of the month with Diane Raver from the Garden State Film Festival. This month's movie is A Note of Triumph.
Hey, troops, please invite your friends to join us at this time on this great radio station. Then head on out to frontlinesoffreedom.com and sign up for our free e-newsletter. And join the conversation at facebook.com/frontlinesoffreedom.
We do welcome your input to this show. Do send us your ideas and comments, please, through the website frontlinesoffreedom.com or by Facebook. Now it's time for news and comments by the Colonel on Front Lines of Freedom, and we'll start with the news. What's first, Josh?
The U.S. recently issued a steep list of demands to be included in a nuclear treaty with Iran to replace the deal scuttled by President Trump and threatened the strongest sanctions in history if Iran doesn't change course. Drawing sharp contrasts with a 2015 deal, Secretary of State Pompeo said a stronger pact would require that Iran stop enrichment of uranium, which was allowed within strict limitations under the previous deal. Iran would also have to walk away from core pillars of its foreign policy, including its involvement in Syria, Yemen, Lebanon, and Afghanistan. Pompeo said, quote, "This list may seem long to some, but it is simply a reflection of the massive scope of Iranian malign behavior. America did not create this need for changed behavior. Iran did." Pompeo vowed that this approach would ensure Iran has no possible path to a nuclear weapon, ever. As he called for a better agreement to constrain Iran's activities, he said the U.S. would apply unprecedented financial pressure to bring Tehran back to the table. At the same time, Pompeo offered Iran a series of dramatic potential U.S. concessions if it agrees to make major changes. Under a new agreement, the U.S. would be willing to lift all sanctions, restore full diplomatic and commercial ties with Iran, and even support the modernization of its economy. Pompeo said, quote, "It is America's hope that our labors toward peace and security will bear fruit for the long-suffering people of Iran," end quote. Still, Pompeo's list of 12 requirements included many that Iran is highly unlikely to consider. He said that Iran must allow nuclear inspectors unqualified access to all sites throughout the country, alluding to military sites that were off-limits under the 2015 deal. Pompeo also demanded that Iran cease from a range of activities throughout the Middle East that have long drawn the ire of the U.S. and its allies. He said that Iran must end support for Shiite Houthi rebels in Yemen, withdraw all forces from Syria, halt support for its ally Hezbollah, and stop threatening Israel. Iran must also release all U.S. citizens missing in Iran or being held on spurious charges. Taken together, the demands would constitute a wholesale transformation by Iran's government, and they hardened the perception that what the Trump administration really seeks is regime change in Iran.
As I've discussed in my comments earlier this month, the only effective solution for Iran is for the current regime to be removed by the Iranian people so that the Iranian people can live according to their values and not those of the current dictator mullahs. The program described by Secretary Pompeo is an excellent one. I totally support it.
The FBI is currently pursuing 1,000 investigations into suspected lone wolf militants and another 1,000 investigations into domestic terrorists. At a Senate Appropriations Committee subcommittee hearing, FBI Director Christopher Wray said lone wolf terrorists, whom another law enforcement official described as individuals often radicalized over the internet or other social media, are the Federal Bureau of Investigation's highest counterterrorism priority at the moment. Wray said the FBI has about 1,000 investigations into suspected lone wolves in all 50 states. And that's not even counting the Al-Qaeda investigations, the traditional ISIS investigations, the domestic terrorism investigations. Wray stated, quote, "And what makes it so hard is that there are not many dots to connect with some of these people. They pick soft targets. They use easy-to-use weapons. You know, IEDs, cars, knives, guns," end quote. Director Wray said the FBI is trying to get better at looking for red flags that could signal when people becoming radicalized might start to consider taking action. In addition, the FBI is pursuing another 1,000 investigations into domestic terrorists. A second anonymous law enforcement official said right-wing extremists, violent animal rights and anti-abortion extremists, and African-American or left-wing militants fall into this category.
"I consider lone wolf militants to be domestic terrorists. Our nation is at war inside our borders, and if there are this many enemy combatants that we know about in our nation, think how many of these terrorists we'd find if the FBI focused on finding them instead of investigating our president."
A nuclear-powered underwater drone capable of destroying enemy naval bases and causing huge tsunamis is under construction in Russia, according to a state news agency. The Poseidon will be able to carry a nuclear warhead with a capacity of up to 2 megatons, a Russian source told TASS. The source said it will be possible to mount various nuclear charges on the torpedo of the Poseidon multipurpose seaborne system, with the thermonuclear single warhead to have the maximum capacity of up to 2 megatons in TNT equivalent. With its nuclear munition, the underwater drone is primarily designed to destroy reinforced naval bases of a potential enemy. The drone will have a speed of 60 to 70 knots and will be operational at a depth of more than 1 kilometer. Rex Richardson, a physicist, told Business Insider, quote, "A well-placed nuclear weapon of yield in the range of 20 megatons to 50 megatons near a seacoast could certainly couple enough energy to equal the 2011 tsunami, and perhaps much more. Taking advantage of the rising seafloor amplification effect, tsunami waves reaching 100 meters in height are possible," end quote. The project of developing the Poseidon drone was unveiled by Russian President Vladimir Putin in his State of the Nation address to the Federal Assembly on March 1st. The Russian leader said that these drones could be armed with both conventional and nuclear munitions and would be capable of destroying enemy infrastructure, carrier-led naval forces, and other objectives.
"Russia is a clear threat to our nation and to the world. They clearly see themselves as a world power, and their actions show they are planning to grow their military in both size and lethality." And that's the news. This is Colonel Danny Gillum. Coming up on Front Lines of Freedom, I'll share comments by the Colonel, and we'll enjoy some warrant wisdom. Then we'll talk about honor and remember. At East Troops, take a break. As the leading distributor of grocery products to U.S. commissaries, Spartan Nash and its MDV division are committed to supporting our military heroes and honoring those who have made the ultimate sacrifice in defense of our nation.
At Spartan Ash, we see firsthand the sacrifices made to protect our freedoms, and it's our privilege to serve those who served. At our more than 140 retail grocery stores and 2,100 independent locations on Memorial Day and throughout the year.
To our Frontlines of Freedom listeners that served, thank you for your service.
This is Marine Vet Skip Correa with your Home Defense Tip of the Week. Neighborhood Community Watch was established by the National Sheriff's Association back in 1972 in response to the rising crime of the 1960s. You can form your own Neighborhood Crime Watch by logging in to www.nnw.org. Above all else, get to know your neighbors and work together as a community. This is just one more way to keep your family safe. For more useful tips on home and personal defense, visit homedefenseshow.com.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh! My dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite .com.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
This is Colonel Denny Gillum. It's 20 minutes after the hour, and you are in formation and listening to the Frontlines of Freedom all across America. A Frontlines of Freedom salute to one of our show's sponsors, Honor and Remember. Our nation must never forget those who paid the ultimate sacrifice for our freedoms. This is the mission of Honor and Remember, a nonprofit based in Virginia, with support from their national sponsor, Spartan Nash, the leading distributor to U.S. commissaries and fifth largest food distributor. Learn more about how you continue the mission at honorandremember.org. Now it's time for comments by the Colonel. As I've said before, China sees the U.S. as a nation in major decline and sees itself as the ideal nation to become the world's leading superpower. They're active around the world, including in Latin America. They're building their military and believing that they could win a trade war with us. So, to make an understatement, they're pushing the limits to see what we'll do. China has much influence on North Korea, and North Korea, after weeks of warm words and diplomatic backslapping, abruptly threatened to pull out of the planned summit next month because of U.S. demands for unilateral nuclear abandonment. If you remember, nuclear abandonment was the one absolute demand on our part that has been well known from the beginning. We'll not tolerate the existence of a North Korean ability to strike our nation with nukes. North Korea has also canceled, at the last minute, a high-level meeting with the South protesting joint military drills between Seoul and Washington that have been going on for decades. Moon was elected South Korea's president on a platform of seeking to work with the North. The landmark summit in Singapore on June 12th will be the first meeting between a sitting U.S. president and a North Korean leader. North Korea's sudden shift in attitude followed a weeks-long charm offensive that has seen leader Kim Jong-un hold historic summit with Moon and twice meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping. At a dramatic summit in the demilitarized zone but dividing their two countries, Kim and Moon pledged to pursue nuclear disarmament and a peace treaty. Pyongyang also announced it will destroy its nuclear testing site. But the North has been spent recent decades developing its atomic arsenal, culminating last year in its sixth largest nuclear test and the launch of missiles capable of reaching the U.S. mainland. And this nuclear threat to the U.S. is why our nation must demand that North Korea literally eliminate its nuclear capability. Now, China has been talking nice, but also creating islands in the South China Sea in international waters also claimed by other regional nations. China has promised that the islands were only for peaceful purposes, and now it's clear that they lied again. The Chinese Air Force has landed long-range nuclear-capable bombers for the first time on the airport in the South China Sea, a state newspaper said, in a move likely to further fuel concerns about Beijing's expansive claims over the disputed territory. A statement from the Chinese Defense Ministry said the exercise was conducted on an island reef, but did not specify when or where, saying only that it took place recently in a southern sea area. It involved several H-6Ks taking off from an airbase then making a simulated strike against sea targets before landing, the ministry said. Further, the takeoff and landing exercises will help the Air Force improve its, quote, real combat ability against all kinds of marine security threats, end quote. The Washington-based Asia Maritime Transparency Initiative, using Chinese social media posts, identified the location of the island as Woody Island, China's largest base in the Paracel Islands. Now, with a combat radius of nearly 1,900 nautical miles, the H-6K bomber would put all of Southeast Asia in its range from Woody Island. Further south in the Spratly Islands, China has constructed seven man-made islands and equipped them with runways, hangars, radar, and missile stations, further cementing its territorial claims in the busy waterway. Beijing is militarizing the region to bolster its claims, Admiral Phil Davidson, the U.S. Pacific Command commander, said. China had reached the tipping point in its control over the South China Sea. He said that China's South China Sea bases can be used to challenge the U.S. presence in the region, quote, and any forces deployed to the islands would easily overwhelm the military forces of any other South China Sea claimants. And all this occurred while we were discussing trade concessions with China. Indeed, our Treasury Secretary announced new tariffs on Chinese goods would be suspended while bilateral talks progressed. President Trump's chief economic advisor added to uncertainty about the level of concessions China might actually offer. He said the $200 billion in additional Chinese purchases, cited by administration officials, was a figure that, quote, interests the president a lot, but not an indication that a deal of that size is near. Chinese officials have denied making such an offer, and economists were doubtful because the figure is nearly half of the annual U.S. trade deficit with China. So, while we really want and need a significant decrease in our trade deficit with China, China has not only built and occupied islands in the South China Sea, but they now have made it clear they can station nuclear-capable aircraft there. And the potential North Korea deal seems to be falling apart. We can and should seriously confront China on this nuclearization of the islands in the South China Sea. That's a major slap in the face and a power grab at a time when they believe we are least able to confront them. I sincerely hope and expect that we will confront China in a very clear and powerful way. Stay tuned. And those are my comments. This is Colonel Denny Gillum. You are listening to Front Lines of Freedom. Now we get to enjoy some warrant wisdom with Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby. What do you have this week, pal?
According to the Army, military personnel may be endangering their own brains when they operate certain shoulder fire weapons. The report comes from the Center for a New American Security, who stated that these bazooka-like weapons pose a hazard because they're powered by an explosion just inches from the operator's head. When you fire it, the pressure wave feels like getting hit in the face. The report looked at a range of injuries caused by blast waves, which are pulses of high-pressure air from an explosion, and they travel faster than the speed of sound. During the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, military officials recognized that blast waves from roadside bombs could damage a person's brain without leaving any visible sign of injury. And in 2010, the Pentagon issued a memo outlining steps to improve care of troops exposed to these type of explosions. Since then, there's been growing evidence that blasts from weapons like the Carl Gustav recoilless rifle and the AT-4 anti-tank weapon can also affect the brain. Studies find that someone who fires these weapons repeatedly have short-term problems with memory and thinking. And according to scientists, it's still not clear whether those temporary changes could actually lead to permanent damage. Army Secretary Mark Esper is calling on his service to better monitor potential brain trauma on site and to track soldiers to quickly diagnose any damage. Traumatic brain injury is underreported, primarily due to the fear of stigma, and damage is unlikely to show up on a routine brain exam. One recommendation is the use of a device known as blast gauges, which measure the intensity of the blast wave. Gauges are typically about the size of a wristwatch, and service members would attach them to their shoulders and their helmet. If every service member who could potentially be exposed to blast waves were to wear this type of device, the service could record the data and put it in the service member's record. On top of that, they could put it in a database allowing for medical studies on any damage these blast waves may cause over a long time period. Another idea is to create a new helmet that is designed to protect the brain from blast waves. At the very least, the military should limit the number of times a service member can fire a certain weapon over a certain number of days. Frankly, we should take it to the next step by treating these personnel the same way we treat members who work around hazardous radiation, by setting a limit on how much blast exposure a person can receive during their entire military career. You know, military members know they have a dangerous job, but we owe it to them to mitigate as much of the long-term impact and damage as possible. For Frontlines of Freedom, I'm Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby. Back to you, Colonel.
Thanks, Roland. You're an amazing guy. I really appreciate you. Straight ahead on Frontlines of Freedom, we'll discuss the Run for the Fallen with Honor and Remembers George Lutz. Then it's time to discuss the upcoming Department of Defense Warrior Games being held at the Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs. All this is coming up. I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. You are standing tall with the Frontlines of Freedom. I'll be right back. Troops, we're doing pull-ups. Do 25, then stand at ease. United American Patriots defends U.S. service members who are wrongfully accused of a crime in combat. This includes providing resources for legal representation during investigations, court-martials, the funding of experts, post-trial clemency and hearings, appeals, providing stipends during incarceration, funding family member travel, and facilitating reintegration into civilian society upon release from incarceration. Check UnitedPatriots.org.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
USA Radio News.
President Trump confirmed earlier today that a top North Korean official is traveling to the United States and will meet with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to discuss the details in the on-again, off-again summit that may be happening next month. Congressman Mark Wayne Mullins of Oklahoma says the North Koreans have to remember one thing when dealing with the president.
Kim Jong-un's regime thought that we would walk away because we didn't with Iran, but they're dealing with a different president now. They're dealing with a president that comes from a point of strength. And like I said, he used great wisdom being able to walk away.
A new poll out says home prices have increased for the last 12 consecutive months, with Seattle, Las Vegas, and San Francisco leading the charge. 12 of the top 20 cities reported greater price increases in the year ending March of 2018 versus the year February ending in 2017. And finally, in what some folks are believing as a terror attack, a knife-wielding man stabbed two female police officers in the city of Liège, Belgium. This is USA Radio News.
For some reason, being unpatriotic has become a trend as a way to protest perceived injustices in our country. But true patriots understand that America stands for liberty and justice for all. Standing for the flag and our national anthem is a sign of respect for the liberties and freedoms fought for by millions who made the ultimate sacrifice for this great nation. If you stand for the flag and kneel before the cross, show your position through apparel and merchandise from the Patriot Depot. Patriot Depot has hats, shirts, mugs, books, and other articles that show our beliefs in the First and Second Amendments. Go to PatriotDepot.com now and enter code USA at checkout. Find novelties, bumper stickers, clothing, flags, books, and more. PatriotDepot.com merchandise allows true patriots to express their opinions. Check it out right now. PatriotDepot.com. PatriotDepot.com and enter code USA at checkout.
Troops, welcome back to the nation's largest military veteran talk radio show, Frontlines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Troops, please do send me your comments and questions. Email me through frontlinesoffreedom.com. Now it's time to welcome back to the show the founder of Honor and Remember, George Lutz. George lost his son in combat and took it upon himself to begin a program that will honor any person who, while serving in our military, loses his or her life. Welcome back, George.
Well, thank you, Denny. It's good to be back with you.
You know, it's appropriate on this, our Memorial Day show, that you remind our listeners for the purpose of honor and remember. Why don't you start by talking about your son?
Well, my son, Corporal George Anthony Lutz II, we call him Tony, was just an amazing man, a great father, and he joined the Army in 2003, 2004 to serve his country and try to make a difference, what he believed needed to be over in Iraq, and went through his training, got deployed to the Iraq area in Fallujah, and on December 29th of 2005, his life was taken by a sniper's bullet. And basically the grieving process that I went through as a dad kind of led me to start a mission of remembrance. A mission by which all of Americans could participate visually in saying thank you and appreciating the fact that men and women pay an ultimate price for our freedom.
Well, and that became Honor and Remember. Talk a little bit about what does Honor and Remember do and how do they do it?
Sure. So on Memorial Day of 2008, I established an organization called Honor and Remember, and the organization's mission is really national public awareness, national public remembrance. And how we do that is with the establishment of a national symbol of remembrance, the Honor and Remember flag. So that flag was created much like the POW MIA flag was created back in early 70s. This flag was created to remember those that gave the ultimate sacrifice. Actually, all those who died while serving or as a result of serving. So our focus has been to send a message to all of America that it's important to say thank you. And how do you do that? And we felt that having a national symbol would be the most respectful and appropriate way to say thank you, not necessarily to those men and women that are not with us, but to their families who are still grieving and with the hopes that somebody will remember their loss.
You know, it is important that we, the families, believe, see that others remember and appreciate the great sacrifice that our loved one paid with their lives. And it doesn't have to be in combat, as you make the point out. Training is dangerous. Travel is dangerous. If you're serving our nation and your life is lost, you lost it while serving our nation, regardless of what you're doing, right?
Right. Everyone, I believe, in their hearts is appreciative for the fact that someone else serves and dies for their country so that they don't have to or their loved one doesn't have to. And the scenario is that we've never as a nation, never before then, had a way of publicly showing that appreciation and making a statement of thanks. And so we believed that by the creation of a national symbol, by the honor and remember flag, which everyone can fly, it sends a very, very specific message that is unlike anything else.
Well, as a guy who flies an honor and remember flag at his home, and I have not lost anyone while serving in the military, I agree with you. Seeing that flag causes questions to be raised, and that allows us to get onto some conversations that probably wouldn't have come up otherwise. Do you find that the case other places too?
Well, absolutely. Absolutely.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. We're discussing Honor and Remember's Run for the Fallen that's going on right now in our nation. George, that is what you're doing right now. You've been out for weeks in the Honor and Remember Run. You guys are placing flags. Talk about what the Honor and Remember Run is and what you do.
Sure. The Honor and Remember organization created a event called America's Run for the Fallen. And what it is, if I can explain it visually, is we have compiled the names of every man and woman who served in the military and died over the last 18 years. So we have a number of over 20,000 men and women who died while serving or as a result of serving. And we've taken those 20,000 and we have broken them down into unique dates of death. In other words, every one of those service members died on a particular day. There could have been one or multiple service members that died on a particular day. And then we took that, beginning with the date and year, October 12, 2000, when the USS Cole was bombed. And we're laying a tribute trail across America through 19 states. That's going to take us 5 months, about 120 days. And every mile, we stop with a core team, a support team, and we have a core runner, and we pick up runners. Every mile we stop, and we have a mini ceremony. And that ceremony consists of coming to attention, of asking if there are Gold Star families at that marker, of reading a placard that includes a specific date of death, and then calling out the names of each one of those service members who died on that particular day, and then planting flags, an honor and remember flag and a United States flag, in the ground for every single name that we call, and then coming back to attention, doing a hand salute, and then picking up the next placard for the next mile and moving on. So we have been conducting these ceremonies since we started on April the 7th. This is our 47th day of running. And so far, we have run 2,136 miles.
That's phenomenal. So you're placing flags at each stop. I am just guessing that your national sponsor, Spartan Nash, is the one who's providing those flags, because there's got to be a lot of them.
There's a lot of flags, and we're getting a lot of support from Spartan Nash in so many ways. Very, very appreciative of our partnership with them for many years now, and they are a major contributor to this nationwide event. Danny, no one has ever done this before in our history. I doubt with the organization that it took to get here and to continue that no one will ever do it to this magnitude again. And it is being broadcast live on a live video stream. So anybody can watch it while we're doing it mile after mile.
How do they do that?
Well, runforthefallen.org is our website.
That's pretty simple.
Runforthefallen.org. And then on that website is a button that says live feed.
Will that also tell them where you'll be next so that people who are in the communities where you'll be headed participate?
On the website, it will. There's a drop-down links of every state that we're running through, and then the route map of every road that we're running in that state.
So, folks, if you're in that area, take a look at it, runforthefallen.org. George, how can listeners help the run right now? Do you need any kind of specific help?
Oh, absolutely, Denny. I mean, the resources necessary to put something like this together is, you can imagine, incredible. You know, we need gasoline, we need propane for RVs, we need food, we need hotels, and there are so many needs. I mean, if the listeners could go to runforthefallen.org, there is a listing there, but there's also resource buttons that they can click on to find out more ways to help. And plus, they could come along the route and meet us and participate with us and share with what we're doing if they're nearby, or share with family or friends that may be nearby the route if they're not there. So runforthefallen.org, help in any way you can. We even have a virtual run that people can participate right where they are.
George, that is awesome. Thank you so much for what you're doing to honor your son, to honor all those who have served, to make our nation a better place. I appreciate you and proud to call you a friend.
Thank you, Denny. It's an honor to be talking to you again.
This is Colonel Denny Gillum. Next, we'll discuss the upcoming Defense Department Warrior Games. Troops, it's push-up time. I want you to do 103 push-ups. That's how many I do every day. Then take a break, but stay in the area. I'll be right back. We'll soon be providing information on how you can attend the Sky Ball. I went to it last year, and it was amazing, absolutely amazing. I'll soon be sharing about it and how its goal is to help our military and veterans and their families. This is an activity of the Air Power Foundation, an amazing group of patriots who just want to take care of our military community. We'll be sharing more about this over the next month. You're going to love this.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up two bottles of LicoChops, get the third bottle free. New improved LicoChops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try LicoChops. Buy two, get one free. This is Henry Lukasiewicz for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Colonel Denny Gillum. This is the final formation for this hour on Frontlines of Freedom. It's a pleasure to welcome to the show Carl Rupke. Carl will be the announcer for the upcoming Department of Defense Warrior Games in Colorado. Welcome to Frontlines of Freedom, Carl.
Well, thank you very much for the phone call, and I am truly excited to be a part of the upcoming event starting at the Air Force Academy in early June.
Yeah, that is seriously cool. Carl, you're not a vet, but you are playing this key role. Tell us a little bit about how you came into the role of announcing national events like this. Obviously, well, you're an athlete of some kind.
Yeah, well, and I really appreciate the fine words from you, but also my background, as crazy as it seems, is the sport of luge, where you're on your back feet first negotiating anywhere from 15, 16, 17 corners of beautifully manicured ice at speeds at over 80 miles an hour. And my days of racing luge sleds are over, but I am happy to say that since 2002 in Salt Lake City and 2006 in Torino, Italy, and 2010 Vancouver, and 2014 Sochi in Korea, and even in London, I'm the Olympic announcer for all the sliding events. But I can say that I was proud to be asked to be the announcer during the 2012 Games in London to do the shooting events. That's fun. But my background in as part of being teamed up for the Department of Defense Warrior Games is that we've been involved in adaptive bobsledding for years, trying to get it into the Olympic Games. And I think we're on the stepping stone, or it might be a winter Paralympic winter event in Beijing, the upcoming Winter Games.
That's seriously cool. And as you and I discussed earlier, I hold a gold medal in luging. I luged for a couple of years, and one big competition I was in, I was the only person in my age group. So I have a gold. So therefore, we have that in common.
And I'm really infatuated with your story, how you've managed to mount that in a shadow box with some beautiful lighting.
Hey, do the best you can with what you got. When you got a horse, ride it. Okay, talk about the Warrior Games. What's the background of them? Who they for? Obviously, they're being held in Colorado Springs, Colorado, at the Air Force Academy. Talk about the Warrior Games.
Well, basically, the Warrior Games are kind of the United States or North America's version of what, well, I'm going to say. I'm going to go out and say, you know, Prince Harry that just got married a couple of days ago, he kind of created the Invictus Games. And the Warrior Games is kind of North America's version of that. And what it's an opportunity to do is for athletes, and in this particular case, approximately 300, whether they've got wounded in battle or they're ill or been injured, or the bottom line is they're all athletes. And what they've done over the last couple of years is pool these people together and created this Department of Defense Warrior Games in its competition. And there's 11 adaptive sports, and I'm going to be doing the air pistol and rifle standing in the prone position, which will be held at the 10-meter mark, roughly 30 feet, shooting electronic targets. And it's just a chance for these men and women to get out and get competitive again. And if it's anything what I've been involved in the adaptive bobsledding, this is a big deal. I mean, this is getting bigger and bigger. And when you've got opening ceremonies getting kicked off with our signature singer, Kelly Clarkson, this is massive.
Well, it's awesome. And, you know, sports are good for everybody. They're good for kids to learn self-confidence and all that sort of stuff. And when you get injured, whatever way, and lose the ability to compete, at least with other non-injured people, you lose something. Everybody doesn't need it, but a lot of people do. And to bring it back, not just, well, yeah, you can go out and play something, but in a highly competitive atmosphere, this has got to be seriously good for everything about the lifestyle of these guys and gals and their families.
Absolutely right. And to think that we're just focusing on our armed forces here in America, when in fact there'll be representatives from the United Kingdom armed forces, and we'll have representatives from the Australian Defense Force. And for the first time, they're going to have Canadian armed forces coming down to be a part of it. And this is a worldwide issue, whether, again, if you're wounded or you're injured or ill physically or mentally, this is a beautiful way to get back and step up to the plate again, because all it takes is a competitive shooting event with one person against another person, and pretty soon everybody's got their sleeves rolled up and we're having a competition.
And that's awesome. That is so much a part of what it takes to feel good about yourself so you can challenge yourself to move forward. And once you're doing that, you can do other things well, too, because your self-confidence is there. Well, for the same reason you want your kids playing sports, right?
Absolutely. And then you've got to think about, okay, this is a great idea. And let's go back a little bit to talk about adaptive bobsling. This is a great idea. But you've got someone that's in a chair and then someone that's got an artificial leg. How in the world can you race against each other if one guy can push down the ramp and have an unfair advantage over someone that might be in a wheelchair? And so the point I'm making is for these adaptive sports, there's no rules, but we've got to create somewhat of a fair playing field and make handicap systems. And so in the world of bobsledding, as crazy as it sounds, we've got a mechanical device that allows these athletes, and in this particular sport, men and women competing or racing against each other, we have a mechanical launching device that sends the sled. So if you're climbing out of your chair and you're dragging yourself across the ice to get into a bobsled, or if you're hopping on one foot and climbing in, the start's going to be the same. So let's go back to the other events. You've got sit volleyball. How in the world can that be fair for everybody? Or Winter Olympic sport of sled hockey. The rules are being created as these sports get more and more popular to make it fair for each person. And some are more or less needed more of a handicap system to make it fair. But the whole idea is, for me, these targets, the person that can hit the targets, the person that can not have flyers, which are way outside the target, maybe get one deep in the deep 10, which is a 10.7 or better, right nail in that bullseye. When they stand up, I don't, and you know this as well as I do, it doesn't make a difference if you're in a wheelchair or not. When you hear your name and you've won a Department of Defense Warrior Games gold medal, you're going to drag yourself up on that podium and your shoulders is back as far as they can go. And that's the beauty of the whole thing, is that creating a new sport, a new athlete, and a new future.
That is beyond awesome.
It really is.
And how many years have we been doing this now?
Well, it's relatively fresh. I mean, it's getting more and more. I mean, they've always had, you know, programs for wounded or ill or injured athletes or servicemen and women. But this is the times, it's now that these sports are becoming so competitive. I mean, and I can go back to my winter background and say sled hockey has been around since, you know, 2006 Olympic Games in Torino, Italy. But it's these adaptive sports that continue to grow, and with the popularity of spectators, that you're going to find more and more sports. So as of now, these Department of Defense Warrior Games, they'll be held here in a week or so. You've got 11 adaptive sports, and they're using the word adaptive because they're making changes with the sport to create a competition.
That is awesome.
It's really working, and more people are coming out. I mean, it's free and open to the public, and they're coming out to watch unbelievable competition at whatever form it is.
Carl, how can people learn more? There must be a website.
Well, the easiest way is to go to Department of Defense Warrior Games, or DODWarriorGames.com. And it's a beautiful site, and it'll give you an idea of the layout and the events, who our signature leaders are for each department. Plus, as I said before, Kelly Clarkson's kicking it off for an event, and you can get ticket information there. But the neat thing is we've got approximately 300 athletes competing. And as I said before, it's free and open to the public. You can't go wrong.
Carl, that is unbelievably awesome. Thank you so much for taking time to join us today. Thank you for your service to our nation's veterans, helping make America a better place. I'm proud to call you a friend.
You bet. And thank you for calling me, and have a beautiful afternoon.
Well, here's our Stand Tall Troop report. This is when we find an outstanding performance of duty, and we're privileged to honor this fine troop, and you can join us in honoring him. For his 100th birthday on 6 June, which comes 74 years after he was miraculously pulled off a Normandy-bound boat on D-Day, World War II veteran Isaac Ike Fabella has just one wish, his family said. Fabella will be anxiously checking his mail as the happy and humble vet hopes to rack up 100 birthday cards from well-wishers across the nation. Quote, he's always been that uncle that, whenever you need him, he puts a smile on your face, Ike's great-nephew Nick Rogers told Fox News. He's a very humble man. He says he has everything he needs already. Still, Ike's family hopes the veteran can commemorate his 100 years with 100 birthday cards. Ike served in World War II from 1944 to 46. His service took him to countries such as Germany and Norway. He nearly saw combat duty on D-Day, the 6th of June, which was also his 26th birthday, but he was pulled off a boat headed to Normandy's shore at the last minute. Quote, it's amazing the things he remembers, the stories he can tell. He's like a walking history book, his daughter Lolly said. Ike has lived in Montrose, Michigan for the majority of his life and is highly respected there. She recalls various instances of strangers approaching her father, thanking him for his countless acts of charity. Rogers also commented on his great uncle's selflessness. His favorite memory with Ike, he said, was after he returned home from the Iraq War in 2006. Quote, even though things were different, the thought process is the same, said Rogers. It was neat to tie the two of our hardships together. It's something I'll never forget. Lolly said her father is so excited for his birthday, adding that the majority of Montrose will take part in various planned celebrations. Quote, he's a very humble man, and he says he's never done anything to deserve all this, she said, but he has. If you'd like to send Ike a birthday card, you can mail it to Ike Fabella, F-A-B-E-L-A, care of Nick Rogers, Post Office Box 3112, Montrose, Michigan, 48457, Post Office Box 3112, Montrose, Michigan, 48457. So stand tall, Ike Fabella, Frontlines of Freedom, and all of our nation's patriots salute you on your 100th birthday. This concludes the first hour of the show. We'll start the second hour, concluding our four-week review of Bo Bolgiano's must-read book, Fighting Today's Wars. Then we'll review our movie of the month, A Note of Triumph, with Diane Raver. Of course, we'll conclude with our weekly mailbag, military history, and our Armed America report. This is Colonel Danny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. Troops, it's spring. Go out and run some wind sprints, then grab some protein and rehydrate with water. Finally, put a big smile on your proud-to-be-an-American face and send me your thoughts by email or on Facebook.
Go ahead, Swift 1-2.
Sergeant Dale Beatty was wounded by a roadside bomb.
Swift 1-2 is en route with urgent HVAC to Mercy. ETA approximately 35 minutes. How copy?
Now begins the most important journey of his life.
Roger, Swift 1-2.
From the battlefield to home. Home to some very good medicine. His family's love. They'll be staying together at one of the many Fisher Houses to help Dale get better and return to his life. Fisher House Foundation provides comfortable housing and other services to the families of wounded warriors and veterans while they receive care at military and VA hospitals. Fisher House is among the highest rated charities, with 95% of donations going to help our military families in their time of greatest need. Remember those who serve and sacrifice. Consider a tax-deductible gift to Fisher House. Fisher House, because a family's love is good medicine. Go to fisherhouse.org for more information.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
The White House said today that they continue to actively prepare for a summit between President Trump and North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. Now, this comes as we also heard that a top North Korean official is traveling to the United States and will meet with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo as the two countries begin to prepare for that summit held next month. The president will also deliver remarks later today from Nashville, Tennessee. He's also hosting a fundraiser for Congresswoman Marsha Blackburn, who's trying to run for Senator Bob Corker's seat as Corker is retiring. Congresswoman Blackburn explains how she's able to connect to women voters.
Women are focused primarily on a couple of things. And number one is the economic security issue. And they know that their lives are getting better every single day under the policies of Donald Trump. Tax cuts are working. More jobs are out there.
This is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The U.S. government releases an annual report on how religious freedom is faring around the world. And USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes takes a look at some of its findings.
The report says ethnic cleansing targeting Rohingya Muslims in Myanmar has not stopped despite growing condemnation from the international community. Released Tuesday morning, the State Department's annual report.